Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy Virtual Conference, designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
There are moments in life that don't whisper, they rupture. Mine came on Christmas Eve when I lost my husband. It should have been a time of, wrapping presents, eating goodies, sitting around that beautiful decorated Christmas tree with glowing white lights. And instead, I was planning a funeral. And I was trying to understand this new title of widow. So that day, that Christmas Eve, I didn't just lose my husband. I felt like I lost my oxygen. I felt I was losing my identity, my faith, just my daily routine and structure. It was like someone pulled the gravity from my soul and just left me floating in silence. But you know what? The strange thing is about a bomb when it just drops in your life. It drops out of nowhere and it just lights everything on fire. Everything in its reach is just on fire. And it doesn't ask for permission. It doesn't ask if you're ready or if this is a good time for you. It just drops and it consumes everything in its path, setting everything up in flames. That fire that was burning me and burning everything I knew and everything that I loved, it was just burning to ashes. It didn't stop at death. 9 months goes by, 9 months later, when I found out my husband had been having a 5-year affair. That was the day I literally told God, I'm done. I've got nothing left. I'm done. Now, grief, it may have knocked the wind out of me, but it was a betrayal that buried me. It wasn't the death that undid me. Death is a part of life. It was the truth that he took with him. You see, my friend, you can cry over a grave and still be haunted by what you never got the chance to ask. So I spiraled. Not into a rage, but into silence. Silence is my safe space. And it was the kind of silence that sinks deep under your skin. I didn't know who I was anymore. And worse, I didn't really want to. I kind of hated myself. How could I be so stupid to not see this for 5 years? Until one night, alone, completely undone. I wouldn't have been mad if God didn't wake me up tomorrow morning, right? I was just done. God spoke in his firm but gentle voice. He said, remember who you are. Remember whose you are. Boldly step forward. Show your crown. And the truth is, I wasn't just grieving my husband. I was grieving me. The version of me that used to laugh out loud. The one who wore red lipstick like it was her armor. The one who believed God had big plans for her in her life. I missed her. Sure, I smiled in photos, right? I smiled in photos while I could break down crying in the bread aisle at the grocery store. I prayed and stayed positive for everyone and in public, and I would break down in private. People called me strong. I've always been the strong one. But to me, strength was feeling like a costume. It felt like a costume I was wearing that was simply stitched together with obligation and lies. You see, the world claps for your strength, but rarely does it check on the weight of the cross you're carrying. So I tried to rebuild, tried businesses, launched things, courses, programs, signed up for programs, hired coaches. I tried things. I failed. I fell. But I wasn't really trying to rise. I wasn't really trying to reach new heights. I was simply trying not to drown. I was tired of treading. I was trying not to drown. And grief made me question God. But betrayal, it made me question myself. So just when I was ready to just disappear completely, like, see y'all later, I'm out. God didn't hand me a strategy. He didn't hand me another to-do or a task list. He didn't hand me another positive motivational quote. He handed me a mirror. And he shouted to me one more time, "Remember who you are. Remember whose you are. Boldly step forward. Show your crown." What was I supposed to do with that? What was I supposed to do with that? I still didn't know. So I didn't rise up in that moment like a warrior. I didn't know immediately, what was ahead. No, instead, I argued. I argued. I said, "God, I think you made a mistake here. Are you sure you meant to say that to me? Are you sure these words are for me? Because I kind of don't believe it right now. What am I supposed to do with this? What do these words mean? Boldly step forward, show my crown. Like, what is that? Are you sure you meant to say this to me?" Have you ever told God that you think he's made a mistake? That you think he got it wrong? Pretty funny, but that's where I was. I felt worthless. I felt like nothing. How could God be speaking this to me? And what did it mean, show your crown? All I saw was I was widowed. I was wrecked. I was wandering. What do I got left? I got nothing. I got nothing. But you see, God, he wasn't speaking to the version of me that was ruined, that felt broken, that was lost. He wasn't speaking to that version of me. He was speaking to the one that I had buried, that I had pushed beneath the weight of pretending I was fine. He was speaking to her. And for that second, and for the record, to me, fine means feelings identified, not expressed. So when you ask somebody if they're fine, chances are they're feeling something, but they're not telling you. And that's exactly where I was. I was fine. If you ask me, I was fine. Everything was fine. My life was fine. My kids were fine. We were fine. Feelings identified, not expressed. Because you see, faith, it doesn't remind you of your past. It reintroduces you to your calling. That's what faith does. And something in me cracked. Like it didn't break, it cracked. It cracked open. And that's where God said, so with show your crown, you're here to let people know their failures, their mistakes, their brokenness. That's what makes them unique. That's what makes them special. That's what shows them God is here. So I built something. I didn't build a brand. I began a becoming, not just for me, but for all of those that have felt that moment of darkness. So you see, the woman right here that you see today, she didn't rise from ambition. She didn't let ego take control. She didn't think she had it all figured out. She wasn't looking out only for herself. She surrendered, period. Surrendered. Threw her hands up and said, I can't do this. Can't do this on my own. And she swept up all the ashes, all of what her life had become. Everything that that bomb burnt down, all the ashes, she swept them up into a nice little pile and started molding them into something brand new, something beautiful. She turned her beatdowns into blessings. She is me. So Show Your Crown Enterprises wasn't born from a vision board. It wasn't born with, all this success in mind. It was born simply from a battlefield of survival, of a little thread of hope. It wasn't birthed from strategy. I didn't have some big plan in mind. It was simply salvaged from surrender. I wasn't just rebuilding. I was remembering my inheritance as a daughter of the one and only who was here to protect and take care of me, the one and only that creates in only two ways, and that's in perfection and abundance. And he created me, and he created you. So I was remembering my inheritance. I was remembering my worth. I was remembering who I was. So when I finally stopped performing, right? I stopped performing and pretending, and strength, it started showing up. I started owning my story. I started saying the ugly things out loud, the things that people called me names for, the things that made people gossip about me, the things that said, he would never do that. How dare you? How dare you speak of somebody who's already gone? But you know what? It wasn't my shame to carry. And what God told me to boldly step forward, show my crown, I knew someone needs this. Someone's hiding behind shame that is not theirs to carry. Someone's carrying a cross that wasn't meant for them. Someone isn't breathing life into their dream because someone stole it. Someone needs me. So when I started owning my story, owning my worth, the right people came. New doors opened. And a voice returned, louder. Clearer. Mine. I didn't become visible because I was perfect. I became visible because I stopped hiding. That crown didn't appear. I uncovered it. Beneath the rubble of my silence, beneath layers and layers and layers of that fallen ash. But here's the thing. This isn't just my story. Might be my experience, but it's not just my story. It's yours. It's yours too. You see, some of you are walking through fire right now. Can't deny it. No one's exempt. And you think that it came to destroy you. But maybe, just maybe, it came to awaken you. Isn't that why we're here today? The awakening? So, you, my friend, you're not waiting on a breakthrough. Your breakthrough is waiting on you. It's waiting on you to speak, to simply show up, to say yes to those whispers, to those big ideas, to those dreams that scare you. It's not about perfection. And it's really about permission. Give yourself permission to claim what's yours, what God created just for you. You've survived. Now it's time to give yourself that permission to not only rise, but reign. Own your greatness. So I speak this over you just one more time. As he spoke it over me and changed my life. Remember who you are. Remember whose you are. Boldly, and I mean boldly, step forward. Show your crown. We have to get over the fact that we think visibility is about vanity, because it's not. When you boldly step forward and you show your crown, it's about claiming your victory. You see, the enemy, he knows just as well what greatness is ahead of you, what you're capable of. And he will always try to silence that voice within you, the one that carries the fire, the one that carries that spirit of resilience, of excellence. He'll try to silence that. He'll whisper in your ear, just like God will. So I actually want to leave you with this. Not as a speaker here, enjoying this beautiful day with amazing leaders from around the globe, not as a founder, a CEO, a businesswoman, an entrepreneur. Not as that, but simply as a woman who had to rebuild from nothing but broken pieces and a simple whisper from God. I didn't come here to paint a picture-perfect person sitting in front of you. My hair might be messed up. My clothes might be a little bit wrinkled. I'm not perfect. I didn't come here to paint that picture. I came here to remind you that you are not alone. And that I see you. I hear you. I am you. I know what it feels like to question if the pain will ever end, to wonder if the silence means you've been forgotten, to stare at your own reflection and feel like a stranger in your own skin. I know that. So if you hear nothing else today, hear this. You are not too far gone. You are not too late. And you are not too broken to be rebuilt. Let God love you. God didn't leave me in the fire. He met me in it. and he's meeting you there too. You weren't buried. You're still here and breathing. You weren't buried. You were being crowned. And I'll be right here cheering you on as you step forward and boldly show it. So today's a day that you begin to transform your pain to power through prayer and begin with crown on, head high, because it's your time, my friend, your time to awaken. Thank you.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session as we transition to our next expert. Remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.